Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 9:01. I got my seltzer water. I'm sure Shy Money got some Hennessy, some Ciroc, some shit, something over there. Somebody's sucking on something. Something's going on the other side of this table. But again, it's Ideal Real Radio in conjunction with Sin City Radio. When we back, what the fuck's up, man?
Yo.
Shy, what's poppin'?
Yo, you know what I'm doing, man? I'm sitting... thinking the next lie I'm going to tell. You know.
What? Everybody lies, right?
Women lie. Men lie.
That's what you told
numbers
me.
Don't. Yeah, I always told you that. The numbers
you told
don't.
Me, you told me everybody lies.
Everybody. Everybody but a dead body.
I was told everybody lies. Everybody but a dead body lies.
Mm-hmm.
Yo,
you know
what I said?
Nah,
I don't believe that, Sha. Nah, people give people the benefit of the doubt. They don't all lie.
They all
lie, son. I was lying to you.
Yo, listen, let me tell you why. Jay-Z said it best. Men lie. Women lie. Numbers don't. You know what numbers mean? People confuse the numbers because he was thinking he was talking about records. He wasn't talking about records. What he was talking about is, yo, he get off at 8 o'clock. But
ooh.
He don't get home to 10:30. But nobody calculated. Okay, I'm sorry.
Hold on. Let's slow it all the way down. Cause that,
my bad.
That right there is going to go over most heads. Let's do it again.
Okay. One more. Okay.
Said,
back. When you back
said
up
was,
to the beginning.
All the way to the. Because what you said was, Jay-Z said, men lie, women lie, numbers don't. Correct?
Yes.
Now I want you to explain to the world how numbers don't lie.
Okay, what happened if he was like, oh, what Jay-Z was talking about was numbers, like, you know, the you know, album sales. No. What he meant by it goes through the word liar. When people say, hey, babe, I get off at 8 o'clock, and they don't get home to 10:30. What happened between 8 o'clock and 10:30 when they work 45 minutes from home?
Nah, because
what
happened was...
What
yo,
happened? You a liar.
Yo, somebody got sick on the train.
You liar.
Yo, the bus broke down.
You liar.
You're a fucking liar.
Yo, and shout out to the liars that lie so good that they believe it. Yo, I can leave work. You know, my time say we get out at 8, but, you know, we could do overtime. What you mean you think you can do overtime? Huh? No, you're a fucking liar. He came to pick you up, and y'all was chit-chatting in the motherfucking car, and the time went over the fucking time.
Or, how
the train run late.
How
yo, shout out to
anybody
emailing me telling me the train run late.
How about she dropped you home, and y'all was sitting in the car chilling? She... Yo, listen, ma. Yo, listen. The fucking, you ain't see it on the news, the nigga got shot. It was crazy. why I'm coming home so late.
Yo, Rob, this one's gonna.
Shout out to the chick that used to work at Bed Bath and Beyond.
Oh shit.
The older joint. She used to drive me home. Right, I lived in Glenwood on Ralph and Farragut. She would drive me home. We sitting and talking or whatever. Her man was a bus driver. She reaches over my seat one day, Sha, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pulls the lever, and my seat goes back. She just starts sucking my dick.
She's a nasty liar.
Yes.
Yo,
she definitely went home. Let me tell you this. She didn't spit out the window. She didn't spit it in no bottle, no cup,
mm-hmm.
no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Be clear that she went right after dropping me off. She went home and gave him a kiss.
I'm sure. Oh, I know she did. Now, we're not going to get off subject, y'all, because we're going to get to the subject. But I'm going to just talk about one more. I call this the new improved liars. Shout out to the liars that's now all of a sudden is gay and telling a significant other that they're not cheating on them. Because I don't know if it's cheating if you're fucking a girl. I don't know.
I don't know.
The lesbians are now the new good liars.
Listen. There's no way. You're not getting around that.
What?
You understand?
What happened? She kissed me.
If
I
you
kissed
fucking,
her.
Sucking and kissing, licking and hugging.
Sucking and kissing.
With a female. And it's cheating if I do it. It's cheating if you do it too.
No, that's a homegirl. They play like that. Hey,
yeah.
Babe, you fucking bitch, you know? They play like that. They play.
No.
They smack each other asses. They play.
Nah.
They
nah.
kiss each other, hug each other tight.
Yeah. She doing the shorty the same thing she would do to a dude. Talking about when you fucking make her mad. This nigga, he think I'm cheating. Yo. Sha, this is the shit right here. And we're going to go right in the topic after this, but
okay,
guys and girls, listen to this. This is how you stop your significant other from cheating or you find out. Because you don't got to be going through his phone. You don't got to do all that shit. Understand that you're what they're talking about when they're with that other man or that woman.
You got to
Let
stop.
Me say it again.
Check say it
out.
One more time.
Yo, Sha. Yo, this nigga Sha, he act like I'm fucking everybody.
You is.
Now, mind you, she talking to her homeboy that she fucked. Yo, that's my homeboy. Shout out to my homegirl that says to me the other day, yeah, yo, my God brother, because you know, my God brother, yeah, he eat my pussy.
God brother. That's the fake
God
line of saying I
brother.
Used to fuck with him, and we mad cool. That's a new line. You know we got co-words. Co-workers.
So what I'm saying is, yo, don't give them a reason. Yo, you fucking, I know you out there doing this, that, and the third. If you know they doing it, leave them. Stop fucking with them. Other than that, if they out there and they in the world and you know they in the world, give them a kiss on the cheek and tell them to have a good day. Have a great one. I hope you and your friend have fun. Me and the kids will be sitting here waiting for you. Yo, me and the kids will be sitting here waiting for you.
Yo, I can't even get this. It's so crazy that, you know, the emails is popping already. We ain't even 5 minutes in, and I'm going to try to get to everybody. But I got one that was very interesting, Rob. I'm about to forward it to you, you know, because it's so interesting. We're going to do this when we go into a little intermission, when we play a song or something, because this is crazy. And, look, we don't want to get off topic, y'all. We sorry. Sometimes we just had to pull y'all liars card real quick.
Okay,
because,
so listen.
You know, it's just...
The topic of the show is appreciation because they
mm-hmm.
fucking forget. He forgot that you carry three of his kids. He forgot.
His
child support is only $25 fucking dollars per kid. And your rent is $1,500. And your light bill is $150.
Mm.
He forgot.
Yeah,
God,
what's
fuck
up?
You, bitch. Fuck you, bitch. I hope you die. Feel me? Yo, Sha, she forgot that you held her down.
Yep.
When her parents
she forgot
her like shit. She forgot
you
all
know, that. Wait, pause. Hold on. You know, we're going to have a show about this because this is something that's very true, and nobody really want to talk about it, but I'm going to be the first, and, you know, I don't know if it's going to be next week. We're going to talk about females and females and their mother's relationship. I haven't really met any female that had a great relationship with their mom. And that's kind of weird because, you know, they both females. Like, you know, you should, you know, just like you and your son supposed to have a great relationship, you know, the mom and the daughter
now,
have a great relationship.
Let me break it down to you, Sha. Because they turned into the fuckery that their mother used to be. That's why they don't get along. Because their mother looking at them like, yo, you stupid. Shout out to all the chicks that fuck around. Yo, I got to give a big shout out to this one chick, right? She had this guy. A good friend of mine, great friend of mine.
It's not me, y'all. It's not me.
I want to get married shit. This bitch dropped the ball. He caught her cheating, right? He says to me, yo, man, yo, look. Slow it all the way up. Everybody lies sometime, as long as she makes me happy. Right? Now, I want everybody in the class to understand that if I catch you cheating,
no, about me though. You know me, Rob. Nah, you know me. I love a cheating ass person.
So,
you know why? You know why I love a cheating ass person?
So,
because at the end of the day, you're gonna either get a nasty cheater, or you're gonna get a cheater that's a little bit respectable. Just like niggas.
So
niggas is gonna cheat.
Hold on, Sha. So she goes, okay. So it gives up pass once.
Mm-hmm.
Caught her with no panties on.
Yo.
Mm-hmm. Yo.
Okay.
You came home. You left with panties on, and you came home with no panties on, you nasty, stinking. Yo. Okay. All right. So, boom. She goes, Yo, listen. Everybody cheat. Everybody lie. Everybody steal, my nigga. As long as she's making me happy, it is what it is. Right? See, but I want y'all to understand that one time ain't good enough. Because when you let a motherfucker do something once, they want to continue to do it.
Absolutely.
Right? So my man called me one day, yo, my nigga, I need you to, yo, I need you to come here. Yo, we gonna remove my shit. I'm like, God damn, nigga, you called her cheating before. Why is it? She moved funny. She did something that she wasn't supposed to do. But she figured she could do it because she did it before. Now, I challenge you ladies to tell me that your man cheated once. If you say he cheated once, you're a fucking liar or you're blind. Feel me? He did it the first time. He got away with it and kept doing it. We comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to all the calls that I just lost because they're pieces of shit. Because they felt some kind of way. I might be talking about you. You understand?
Yo, a lot of people can't handle the truth. And it's not, you know, we play with it because we want y'all to, you know, we're trying to, the word is entertain you. But it's not entertaining when you're sitting next to your significant other and this story sounds like a story that just happened.
No.
So you know what? You got to get off this line. You got to cut the internet
off.
Nah, we're
going to listen. We're going to talk about it. Let's fucking talk about it. You understand?
Why not?
Yo, sir, I got quite a few people. Word to my mother. We don't appreciate shit until it's gone. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You got a woman that wash your clothes,
mm-hmm.
that rub you down,
mm-hmm.
that's supporting anything that you into. Anything. Yo, mom, I want to be an R&B singer. All right, baby. Yo, here, take this. How much is studio time? $40, yo, I got 20, right? That's
mm-hmm.
1 week. The next week, the nigga want to be a rapper. All right, how much studio time? 50. All right, yo, here, take this 25, right? Now, then the nigga want to do T-shirts. Oh, you want to do T-shirts? All right, look, I'm going to buy you this heat press. This is what we going to do, right? So what he does, Sha, is I would consider that a good woman, right, Sha?
Yeah.
She down.
You should appreciate her.
10 toes down. She's holding him
mm-hmm.
down. She want to see him be successful. So you know what
yes.
he does? What he does
no.
is he cheats with the chick that spits on him, treats him like shit, is fucks all his homeboys, right? He can't get a dollar from. She ain't never got no money, right? That's the chick that he's outwardly cheating with, Sha. He in the street holding her hand.
Yes.
He's
cool-loving
with this chick.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
That's the chick, ladies, that's the dirty, low-down, that's the shit a nigga like. He want to live in the mud. He want to sleep in the dirt. You think she's doing something? He don't appreciate you until you make him appreciate you. And you know how you do that? You cut it off. Yo, listen, listen, look. I understand you're doing it for the kids. Now, this is just some instances, y'all. Because sometimes you do it for the kids. Yo, tell a nigga to pack his shit and go. If he ain't paying no rent, believe it or not, you might have a baby father, right, that do worse just being there, doing nothing, than being away.
They doing it for the kids.
She don't do nothing but smoke and drink and fuck you anyway in front of your kids. You got a boy and a girl. The girl is going to bring a dirt bag like him home, right?
Mm-hmm.
The boy is going to become a dirt bag just like him. So why are you not when he's watching his father abuse you? And you still get up and cook and clean.
You know what happens, and it sounds so crazy when I say this. Yo, people love shit. They don't appreciate the good things. You got to ask yourself, how many people you was with or how many people you met that did some nice things and you did them filthy? You know, when we go through this. This is a cycle of life.
What about the guy?
Another man's treasure.
What about the guy that takes care of another man's kids?
Oh, come on.
The dude that you can't tell that that's not his kid.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? This motherfucker's doing laundry. He playing basketball, football. He playing motherfucking tea with the little girl, Barbie. Guess what she do?
She fucks with
she
me.
She not coming. She using a nigga. She coming to you. She using him as a babysitter.
Mm-hmm.
He's just an in-home babysitter.
Yep.
He's just an in-home. No sweetness. You're a piece of shit.
No.
Shout out to all the women that I've ever fucked and looked at me and say, yo, why couldn't we make something? We couldn't make something because you cheated on your husband with me. You fucking asshole.
Wait, you fucking niggas wives? Whoa.
Yeah, what?
You fucking niggas wives? Don't
feel,
you know, I don't approve of that.
It feels much better when you marry. I'm trying to tell you. I know that y'all gonna feel a certain kind of way about this. But
we don't go here.
We don't gotta go. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Look, I'm not gonna. That's your fault. Yo, Sha, if you settle down with this dirt bag after she cheated on her man, and then she cheat on you, you know what I say? That's the universe, fam.
She didn't mean to do it. She made a mistake. She's sorry.
Nah, it's cypher. God. She was fucking
with you
when she met you.
No, because he was treating her wrong.
I know.
He didn't appreciate her.
Shout out to the baby mothers that don't appreciate a good baby father.
Oh, that's normal. But, you know, hey.
No.
Well,
Sha. Sha, we got to talk about. My thing is appreciation, right? It don't take much. Yo, Sha, listen, you do a good job. Thanks a lot. Right?
Mm-mm.
Yo, X, Y, and Z, whatever her name is, yo, you do a great job. Like, I got to get my nigga to carry a kid, a stroller, and that motherfucking baby bag is real. They do laundry. They worrying about these kids. But check it out. You get your appreciation around Mother's Day, right? Mother's Day is a huge holiday. Anybody in the business that sells shit, cell phones, furniture, anything, flowers, anything, you know that Mother's Day is a huge fucking holiday, correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yo, Sha, Father's Day, they not selling nothing. Now, don't get me wrong. For the fathers that don't do shit, don't get them shit, cool, bet, no problem. But that motherfucker that's there holding it down, you might not like him, but if he still do for his, you need to do something for that man. You feel me? Why don't we appreciate shit when it's gone?
Oh, man, that's another level. That's another topic.
I'm guilty. I'm fucking guilty. I've had some of the best women in the world, nigga, running into the ground. Run them into the grill. And you don't realize you had the best thing until the best thing is gone.
Why is that? Why is we only know?
Because you know what? We need excitement, man. Fuck.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I need some excitement.
Let me tell you what the difference is. Okay, yes, you doing laundry. Yes, you taking care of the kids. But the dirt bag, ladies, the dirt bag is fucking sucking. Anywhere. Let me say it one more time.
Say it one more time.
Anywhere. Back of the car, back of the building, in the staircase. And I know what you're saying, yo, but she ain't no lady. She a slut. Yeah, I hear you, but check it out.
I love that slut.
Right. Your man needs that sometimes. He needs you to take him in the hallway and motherfucking put your skirt up and let him stick it in the hallway.
Yes, appreciate. Appreciate what you got.
Guys, you need to, look, see, this is for the guys that go home and allow their woman to just run the show. If she's not fucking somebody, she will be soon.
No, don't say that. No. She's going to be a nice girl because she's a nice person. Because
what you're doing is you holding her legs up, you pumping slow, you making love, you rubbing her skin, you kissing her neck, right?
What you know I'm doing?
Punching your girl in the back of the head. I don't care. My head hits the motherfucking wall and I keep going.
Nigga,
I am going to snatch a track, a dread, a nap. I'm going to do everything. This shit, what? I want my cervix to be somewhere else when it's finished. Because guess what? She got you loving, hugging, and kissing her.
Because he appreciates her. I'm telling you that you
need to be more dominant, my man, because I'm a fucker. Hard.
So what you're saying is, in order to appreciate somebody, you have to treat them like shit? What are you saying?
No, what I'm saying is, in order to appreciate somebody, you need to be what they need at the time. I'm just saying give them light, right? So if you feel like you know when she's overworked, shout out to my cousins down south that do damn near 80 hours, my nigga. You understand? When you got a hustle like that, you appreciate that, you show appreciation, and you build with something like that. Right?
Man,
shout out to my homeboys that's out here getting money legally, and they get a chick and go, yo, look, this is what we're doing. Yo, we're going to start this company, and this is how we're going to get it. Right? But you know what on both, you know what the male and the female do when they got those blank fucking checks? They lose
what
them.
They
treat them like shit, and they lose them. So what, you open the company shop? Fuck you, nigga.
Mm.
So what, you work 80 hours, homegirl? You ain't done shit. But when you gone, shop. When you gone, you get the phone calls. Yo, what we doing? Or this is my shit, shop.
Hey,
I ain't fucking talk to you fucking in 2 months. The fuck you talking about? Hey, yo, what's
up? Shout out to the double M people that go too.
You know what?
What is that?
Yo, the triple M's mean you could get it. What's up? We popping. Now, what happens is I am capable of taking you from a main position and making you recreation and you not know it. Shout out to all the people that came back and became recreation. And they don't know until 3-4 months in.
So what?
Oh, you think you got the same position? No.
So how do we determine who should be appreciated and who shouldn't? Because that's what people don't understand.
My thing is, all right, if that person does for you day in, day out, you know, what's the problem with you saying, yo, thank you very much. You really hold me down when most people don't. What's the fucking problem? What's the problem with having that conversation?
You know what the problem is.
Yeah,
Everybody I treat like shit. Let me tell you my analysis to the whole thing. Everybody that I treat like shit like me more. Everyone that I try to, you know, put them in a position of power or say, yo, don't worry about nothing. You don't never got to worry about nothing. You don't even ever got to work if you don't want to. It's the ones that I got to go, yo, so where you was at again?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Right.
You got to start with the word hold on. You got to say things like, say that again. Like, if you got to have conversations, ladies and gentlemen, with say that again, what you mean, these type of tense, you should go, you know what? This is going to go all the way left. And
yeah.
I continue to have a conversation.
She's a fucking liar. She's a fucking liar. You caught her in one lie. What makes you think he ain't gonna lie again?
No, people
now, understand.
Change.
I got homeboys and I got homegirls. Yo, what you think I should do? I think that you, believe it or not, sometimes you gotta renegotiate the contract, right? So hold on.
You know, that's my favorite line.
Now, okay, so now the first contract says, yo, we 50-50. I love you. You love me. We gonna build something together, right? That's what the first contract says. You fucked that up. I went elsewhere, and you trying to renegotiate now, right? Shout out to all the women that have no kids in their 30s, and all my homegirls, I say the same shit. Fuck that nigga. You understand? If he's healthy and he got good genes, breed with him.
Hold on.
If you know you well off and you're going to do without him anyway, you plan, you hope for the best and plan for the worst, right? You got you a good-looking nigga. He got good hair, good eyes, got a good head on his shoulders, but he just ain't shit, right? All right, you have a baby by him. You give him a chance. If he don't take that chance, shake the spitz out. Simple as that. Now, guys, you have it a little bit worse. You can't do that. Women can do that. Yo, my man, all right, whatever, I don't need you. Fuck out of here, right? He think he's free. He like a free slave jumping around. Oh, I'm going to take care of that kid. He out. Now, Sha, the guy in his 30s with no kids, you know we think something wrong with him anyway. If you in your 30s and you ain't got no kids, there's something wrong with your man down there. Your man, you don't got man gravy. There's something wrong with your man gravy. But you can't go and just get a chick off the street and have a kid. Uh-uh. Look, man, we out here, man. We fucking out here. So I got a couple I really want to play as far as appreciation is concerned. Right? Tell me that you never did this.
Slanging dresses, making money. Got the brakes fixed on the car. That's what I've been doing. What you been doing?
You been fucking around?
Nope.
Let me smell your dick.
Girl, you better go with that bullshit.
Nah, if you ain't been whoring around, you been all busy.
Okay. If you smell his dick, he's in trouble.
Yo.
If you smell his dick, he in trouble.
Trouble.
You understand? I don't think you know. Yo, smell her pussy. Smell it. You know what it smell like. Hold on. You know what you and her smell like, right? Okay.
No.
I guarantee you. If
she was
don't
at the
smell
gym,
like that,
man. She was at
yeah,
the gym.
Yeah, I know.
At the gym.
I know.
She was at the gym, man. And she was working out. And you know what happened was, You know, it was very, you know, they don't have no AC. They don't have no AC in the gym because they want your body to sweat. So, you know, after not being outside all day, the heat, you know, the AC don't work. You can get a little more different scent, I guess.
Sexercise, right?
Yeah.
What?
Listen. I know. You don't want to appreciate a woman not trying to be fat and work out? Because you're talking about appreciation. Appreciation goes all over across the board, y'all.
First of all, I like it fat. I'm waving the fat girl flag. What's up?
No, fuck you fat bitches.
Yo, shout out to the girl in Atlanta. My man called me here in the store. Shout out to the girl in Atlanta that was like, yeah, you know, my man. I'm like, sweetheart, you live in Atlanta. Your man is probably gay. Shout out to her. Look.
Hey,
you knock it the fuck off. You live in Atlanta, and he probably he came home from pulling his dick out somebody's ass and put it right in your mouth. If you live in Atlanta, you feeling the kind of way your man is a homo.
No, what happened is, she appreciate a hardworking man every day. And he's good looking. He has a good job. She appreciates him. Come on, y'all.
This is the appreciation show. I'm just keeping all the way funky. If you live in Atlanta, your man is a homo.
No, not everyone.
Yeah, he out there with them cross dresses. All right. Oh, wait, and then the girl. So hold on. So the girls in New York is like, yeah. Whoo. No, sweetness. Okay? That nigga wearing them tight ass jeans and running around here in Metro Sexton and you ain't had sex with him in 2-3 weeks.
They just not on a good term right now.
He'd rather hang with his homeboy than you.
Yeah, wait. Not to get up the center. What's up with that? I never heard.
Niggas like
y'all
mangina.
Going to Sean Craig.
Yo, he like mangina. What happened? So here's the test, lady. Because this is all about appreciation. If he appreciates you, he'd be around you, right? Unless he's tired of your stinking ass, but that's a whole other story. Take your finger.
You
lick the tip of your finger, right? This is how you find out. You know, he might like that kind of, like, you know, we keep him all the way funky here. Okay? He wouldn't rather be with his homeboy. Why is she always with her homegirl? Yo, I'm going to so-and-so house. You know why? Because she fucking
her
cousin.
Don't say that.
Ooh. Oh, you ain't know Roger, Corey. You ain't know she had brothers or like brothers. Yo, these are my homeboys. Nah? She always
don't
over there
say
playing
that.
Cards, right?
Don't say that.
Yo, she always at her friend house. She always chilling. Smell her pussy.
Don't say that. He appreciates her. She work hard every day. She brings the money home.
Uh-huh.
And,
uh-huh.
You know, people
right.
appreciate certain
Yo.
People, man.
Look. Yo, Shaw, smell it. That's all. Yo,
it was. She was at the gym.
If you believe that he ain't out there doing it, first off, if he comes straight home and jump in the shower, and he ain't talking to you, and he just want to run to the bathroom, cut him off. Yo, hold on, babe. I want to talk to you.
No, wait.
I bet you $100. His breath smell like pussy.
No.
Bet you
he was at the gym.
I bet
you $100. Dollars. Listen, shout out to Planet Fitness, making sure that the world
is
healthy.
Him being at the gym got to do with him not wanting to talk to you.
He was at the gym all day. Okay. First of all, he's at the gym all day.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Planet Fitness is giving a special now with the cup.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Planet Fitness.
Uh huh.
And, you know, he was at the gym with his gym partner that nobody wanted to talk about.
And what he did was he goggled her pussy juice, and his breath smells like pussy.
No, he had some onion garlic potato chips.
Have you ever kissed your man and it just didn't smell right? Like, it wasn't it wasn't like a tuna fish sandwich, right? It wasn't like, you know, him not brushing his teeth all day long and just eating. That's not what it was. You knew it was something else. Usher?
And yeah, you know, the only one that knows that is the girls. Shout out to all the girls that like, you know, girls and guys. That's how they,
right.
You know, you
oh,
get caught up.
If
you know,
your girl likes
you get
girls,
caught up.
Oh,
oh,
she knows
man,
that.
It's over.
Yo,
over.
See, you was out there. Nah, yes, you were. Yes, the fuck
yo.
You were. You want to know how?
Yo.
Look, there she go. She blow her breath in. She blow her breath in his nose. That's what you smell like.
Don't say that. What it is, you know, we all, you know, we laughing and y'all, and I know y'all listening like, oh, they bugging. No, we really telling the fucking truth. But we're making it sound very comedian look, sound like, and we sound so good and funny and laughing. We
yo,
don't
listen,
look over.
Smell like shit. Yo, Sean,
nah,
this is our theme song for the night.
All right, let me see.
If my girl found out you was on her side of the bed, she'll kill me. If my man found out you was wearing his robe, he'll kill me.
Yo, I'll kill a whole fucking village. How about that?
So disrespectful. With your significant other talking about, baby, I appreciate you, and you sticking your dick in somebody else.
Unless
she could join in the fun.
Well, you know what, Rob? You know, we talking about appreciating. We might have some good people out there that appreciate their significant other. So, you know, it's almost about that time when I posed the question. If you have somebody that you appreciate and you want to shed some light on this young man or this young woman, you know, just press one. Well, give them what they got to do because, you know, a lot of people are a little slow.
Yo,
you deal with some slow people.
Look,
and let's pose the question.
If you're on the phone to be brought into the queue, let us know that, you know, you want to talk. You can press one. You know, that dial up is 323-870-4360. Please call up if, you know, you want to appreciate somebody. I got a few people I want to appreciate. But you know what? Yo, Sean, tell people I appreciate them all the time. Feel me?
Yeah, but, you know, look, man, look, I tell you all the time. I do, you know, and you don't got to, you know, and we talking about appreciating anybody. You can appreciate, because, you know, our topic is people don't appreciate people. So
no,
what we try to do is, we try to shed, you know, I want to give a little good light to the situation. And if you got somebody you want to shout out and want to say you appreciate them, it could be your mother, it could be your teacher, because people are not appreciating people because they're fucked up. We all fucked up. We all got work on us. I get it. We all got people.
Yo,
that
it could be your boss that fired you and
you
went on to get another job better than that. You appreciate him.
Appreciate. Because you know what? I say it all the time. I appreciate, I don't know who I appreciate, but no,
yo,
I appreciate
the people, Sha, that borrow money
and
you never got to talk to again, son.
What
yo,
you mean
do you
by
know?
That?
Listen, Yo, Sean, I can hold $50. And you, here
okay.
you go. Yo, listen, I need this back, though. You feel me? Right? Now, they've been calling you for a month because they know that they was going to ask you for $50. Right?
Okay.
But after they get this 50, they disappear.
Like a thief in the night.
And you know what I say? You know what I say? It was a cheat. I just bought never having to talk to you again. Thank you.
Oh, that happens all the time. I love that.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you for that. You.
What you mean?
I got a homeboy I was sending money to all the time. Shout out to him. Word to everything I love. Yo, Mo, no problem, because I felt like he would do it for me. He held me down
mm-hmm.
when I came to a city. It wasn't no issue, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was something that he was making. I'm like, yo, ooh, I need one of those. He said,
mm-hmm.
I got you. Stop answering my calls. I'm like, yo, son, you got me? Yeah, son, I got you. 3 weeks go by, Sha. You know what
Three
I do?
3 weeks?
Block City. I need you more. Because when you needed me, I said, yo, here. I give in abundance. It's nothing. If I got it, understand it. I'm not going to give it if I can't. You feel me? But if
okay.
I got it, I go, yo, fuck it. I got it to lose. So here, take 30. Here, take 20. Sure. 5 times 20 is what?
Got a lot of money.
What about 8 times 20? What about, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to all the people. You got to appreciate those people, too. Don't get upset. Don't get angry. Don't want to fight. Give me my money. This, that, and the third. Yo, if you lent it, it's your fault for giving somebody some money that you needed.
Okay.
Real shit. You gave him your
okay.
money. You thought he was going to flip it and you was going to get it back. You're an asshole.
What you mean?
Only give
that
what you
made
got
a mistake.
To nah.
Only give
yo,
what you got to give.
Yo, I gave him my tax return money and he flipped it.
Okay.
No, he didn't. He took your tax return money and took Shorty out.
Oh, no.
You ain't
getting
none of that. No, real shit.
Don't you say
Come
that.
Come on.
Don't you watch your
appreciate,
mouth.
Appreciate the real ones in your circle. Please.
But how do you appreciate someone that ain't shit they self? How?
No, wait.
How do you do
wait.
See, no, nobody want to talk
on.
About that.
Wait. If you ain't shit, right? Appreciate the people around you that's trying to make you better. Sure. This is what I pose to anybody that calls up or listening, however they're listening. How many people can you call and get $100 from? And not a hard press $100. $100 that you like, yo, Sha, come get that. Yo, Sam, come get that. Yo, come get that. Not, yo, when you gonna give it back? Yo, what you need it for? Yo, those are motherfuckers that you need to cut out your circle. Real shit. They can call
a lot
you
of
to
people
drink, smoke, and do the fuckery, right? Your homegirl could call you to go through your man's email and his phone, right? But she can't hold you down when you need her, really need her. Your homeboy that you would rather be with as opposed to being with your girl can't hold you down, right?
You know, appreciation goes a long way.
Man.
A lot
it's
of people
nothing.
Don't even understand. No, a lot of people don't even know how to say, yo, I appreciate you.
Yo,
they really
looking.
Don't.
Yo,
no,
yo, Sha,
they don't know.
Yo, Sha, good looking. Yo,
nah.
Yo, good looking. Thanks a lot. Like, that's
nah.
easy. It's easy to do that. Like, you got a woman or a man that's been holding you down for over 15 years. Your fucking family treated you like shit. And they had you. Yo, I need these books. Yo, my mother won't give me the money for these books. And he bought them. She bought them sneakers, nigga. She gave you something to eat when you ain't had nothing to eat and your mother wouldn't do it for you.
No.
Motherfucker go to the military and treat you like shit. He got a come up. She went and got a city job. And it's out. She out. Or She went and lost some weight. Uh-oh. She just went and lost 30 pounds. What happened? What's up? She out here. She Instagram famous now. She fucking. She don't need you no more, nigga. You fat. Because you was supposed to jump on the wave with her. Or he lost some weight, and he treating you like shit. If you appreciate yourself, you're not going to stand for that.
Well, you got to understand that people don't, again, it goes to a lot of people. First of all, people don't even know how to recognize who's good and who's bad. That's number one. So before we get to appreciating somebody, you can't even talk about, like, yo, you could be a dude that do everything right. Like, yo, I'm not cheating on my girl, even though that's a lie. But I like to say it sometimes. Yo, I'm not cheating on my girl. You know, because I've been there. I've been not a cheater before. I've been
here's
there.
Fine. But here's the thing. Pardon me. Coming down with a cold, right? So, yo, you're not cheating on your girl.
Mm-hmm.
You're not cheating on your girl, but you treat her like shit.
Mm-hmm.
You might as well go fuck somebody. You ain't cheating on your girl, but you ain't got a job. You ain't cheating on your girl, but you're not contributing to the household. You ain't cheating on your girl, but she can't get no time for you. You and your homeboys are smoking weed all day long. You ain't cheating on your girl, but you outside on the bench all the time. Right? Right? What the fuck if you cheating on your girl? Nigga, you ain't doing no favors. You ain't supposed to be. Yo, I'm not cheating. I ain't out here cheating on my man. But you let her suck your pussy. But that ain't cheating. If you don't get the fuck out of here. All right, y'all. Listen. Promo time. I'm sorry. So we got
okay.
Sage writing requests on Mondays from 11 p.m. to 12 p.m. You have the words. She got the music. On Tuesdays, we got Ask AF, Big Mama's Truth, not the truth you used to, the truth you need, on Tuesdays, 9 p.m. You know, we here on Wednesdays. Our times vary because guess what? We know y'all need spice in y'all fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
All right? We know what y'all need. We
mm-hmm.
need a dip. This show is only an hour. It's almost over, folks. We know you needed this in your life. You understand? We've been
going
for a little while. Your man been lying to you. You know, shout out to all the applications that allow a man or a woman to lie to their significant other.
First of all, everybody's a liar.
Hold on. Shout out to all the side pieces that keep men and women married for years.
What's wrong
this
with you?
This should be a side piece date. That motherfucker's happy. He happy with your ass because he got that thing on the side that do what you won't do. You have put on 60 fucking pounds.
Fatty.
You don't dress the way you used to.
Ugly.
You figure you got 3 kids, 4, and he your homeboy. But guess what? His dick still get hard for something that he likes. He likes your ass in that all black fucking, that black bra and panty set. He liked that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now you don't do it no more. Now you in a house dress and a motherfucking bonnet. If I see one more woman with that fucking bonnet on, I swear I'm going to go crazy. It's a bonnet. They look crazy. So
with that black shit that look like, I'm trying to.
So you think it's okay, homeboy, that you put on 50, 60 pounds, right? When y'all go to the movies and Will Smith take off his shirt, you see how her breathing change?
Don't
Why
say
do you think
that.
She don't want you to go to the gym with her? Huh?
Because he's blocking
yo,
the kid.
Yo, your homeboy that keep his shit together, his shirt match with his shoes, and he smell, you know, he got the colognes. He always come through the house smelling good. Why she always hugging him extra?
No, that's her friend.
Nah. We're going to keep it all the way funky. Because we're going to celebrate Side Piece Day.
What you mean? So you
they
can't
put up
celebrate
with the shit
that.
That you want, right? You tell
you
them, fuck you, nigga. You want to argue and fight. You want to do all that shit, right? Oh, all couples argue. No, the fuck they don't. Because guess
Wait.
What? You think she arguing? Nope.
She ain't arguing.
Because right after you argue with him and make him mad, he leave a little extra. Go to her house, and all you hear is his zipper.
Don't you say that. Everyone
what
don't shit? Have a side piece.
Fuck you, bitch. Fuck out of here. Ain't nobody want you with them kids. What? I do. I'm fucking the shit out of her.
Don't you say that. Why would you say that?
And she closed her eyes and hope that you catch her. Fuck it. You piece of shit. Shout out to all the side pieces that keep the relationships flowing. She don't want nothing else.
Hold on. You know what's confusing? You know a motherfucker don't even know if they're a side piece because he lies so good.
Wait, that's
a whole other story. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to tell about that.
Yo, why do you care? This is my thing, ladies and gentlemen. Yo, I got a man. Yo, I got a girl. Right? 9 times out of 10, she don't give a fuck. She looked at you. She liked you. You opened your mouth. You got some sense to you. She want to be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at you. Because, you know, our shit differs, y'all. Because guys look at that ass and go, ooh, man, look at those lips. Ooh. Right? Women are more, they got some sense to their shit. Guys, a lot of guys are just stupid. All they care about is getting their dick sucked in. You know, the nonsense. If a woman got a side piece shot, oh, man, you worry. You know why you
why
worry?
Why you worry?
Because he's having a real conversation with her. Her side piece could be moved in the number one position.
I think I love being
number two. He's having the same conversation. She's having the same conversations with him that you used to have with her in the beginning. And I dare a woman to tell me different. Tell me I'm lying.
Listen.
Please tell me I'm lying, Shaw. Let me tell you something. I will talk your wife, your girlfriend, your side piece out of her panties. Do you want to know why? Because you ain't doing it. You won't have no conversation with her. You drunk fucking her, right? You treating her like shit. And all she wants is a friend to talk to and spend some time.
And you going to be her friend, right?
Yup.
You going to be her fucking friend.
Yup.
You're something else.
Say that one more time. Say it, say it slow this time. Her what?
You want to be her fucking friend. Like, you know, it's some fuck. And this is why they don't appreciate. See, but you know what? Niggas, and I want to say this. I appreciate every girl that I had that wasn't my girl. I appreciated them more than being my girl. Now, the question is, what niggas don't understand is, people say, oh, that's my man. You sure that's your man? That's the problem. Yo,
you sure I love my... Yo, man. You sharing that nigga. If you, look, and again, yo, the greatest dick in the world, ladies, the greatest dick in the world ain't shit. 90% of the great dick is attached to a nigga getting shit. You like,
I keep telling
make me come, ooh, ooh, ooh. He lick it, he ooh, ooh, ooh. And it's attached to a motherfucker that ain't shit. Yo, Sha, we got 6 minutes, man. Give him your social media, man, please.
What? You know me. I don't really dabble with social.
Sha's on his bullshit, right?
No.
I got a new Health is Wealth blog. A Health is Wealth, IG. Real
okay.
shit. You know, the guard is down about 20, 30 pounds. That's Health is Wealth. It's IG, Health is Wealth 718. If you don't know how to spell Health as Wealth, I don't even want you fucking trying to find me. You illiterate piece of shit. Right. Ideal Real Radio is Ideal Real, one word, _ radio, _. Bang. That's the Ideal Real Radio IG. And mine's, you know, I'm hashtag Modon on everything, man. Shout out to, shout out to Tumblr. So to all my all my people that love porn, right? And you go to these sites that you've probably seen the same video a million times. I need y'all to find me DPETV on Tumblr. Go to my likes. You're not gonna find the nasty shit on regular Tumblr. You go to my likes and it's like these people are putting up amateur porn rocks. I'm nasty. Call me what you want to call me. You can't tell me that your man ain't watching porn and you don't. You're a fucking liar.
Don't you say that.
Yo, Mo, you nasty.
You are.
And please understand, we didn't forget. I chose not to have a conversation about those crooked cops and the election. I chose not to have a conversation. But this, I'm going to give you a small smidgen of what I think about that election. Have you realized that Donald Trump is saying everything that he can not to be elected? So what you do is you get a monkey, right, to run against the person that you want to be president, and you tell a monkey to say the worst shit in the world so everybody can feel good about the piece of shit. So you got a monkey and you got a piece of shit, right? So you tell a monkey to act like a monkey and be the worst monkey he could be so the masses can hold his piece of shit up like the second coming of Christ. Don't be a slave your whole life, okay? Yo, I'm voting for Hillary. I don't give a fuck who you vote for. They could put my dick in office, and guess what? My dick gonna do exactly what it's told. This is the Ideal Real Radio. If you ain't fucking up right, somebody else will. Fucking him right, somebody else will. If you ain't teaching your fucking kids right, your son will be in jail, trust me, probably fucking somebody. And your daughter is going to be an Instagram model, probably fucking somebody, too.
That's true. That's really true. That's really, really true.
I'm sorry. Or on Backpage. And this is no shade to the women at Backpage. Because you can say what you want to say. You fucking for free, and your bills ain't being paid. She fucking just as many guys as you fuck, and her kids is taken care of, her bills is paid, and she do what she want to do out here in the streets.
Absolutely, Corona.
She honest with herself. So now you keep being that closet. Yo, I like this, that, and the third. You keep letting him fuck for free.
For free?
Wait.
I ain't fucking for free.
What, Chuck? You fuck for free.
I ain't fucking.
Do you see? And this is a testament to you women, because y'all not being women and teaching these young girls. You see these young boys running trains on these little girls?
Damn, what are you?
Wow, when I tell you wow, crazy, the age is from like 15 to maybe 20, they early 20s, getting wow, probably with your daughter, your niece, your goddaughter. If you ain't teaching her, somebody's going to run a train.
Listen. I want to just give all y'all a shout out that, you know, we definitely said you need to appreciate your significant other, and I would like to leave on a positive note.
Not me. Please
appreciate the one you with, or they will be with someone else. Nine out of ten, they already is, but you know, we just want to keep saying it to make it sound good.
Guys,
appreciate them, please.
If you back there, why not lick her ass? I'm just saying, you know, in the neighborhood. That's all.
No.